that spoke to Moses in the burning bush of fire. I am the God of Abraham, the bright and morning star. I am the rose of Sharon, from beginning when I came. And the whole creation, Jesus is my name. For who do you say I am? And when do you say I came? Do you know the Father? And can you tell his name? In Jesus dwelt the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of Lords is here. I am once before old Abraham, rejoice to see my day. When Jesus spoke this precious word, he stoned me right away. Why do you stone me, Jesus said, in a worldly sweet command? Because you say you are the great I am, we believe you just a man. Who do you say I am? When do you say I am? Do you know the Father? And can you tell his name? Jesus from the fullness of the Godhead, don't you see? Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of Lords is here. Once on the day of Pentecost, oh, how the fire did fall. The Holy Ghost descended, and filled them one and all. Then Peter told the multitude, repent from all your sins. About 3,000 souls were buried in Jesus' precious name. Who do you say I am? And when do you say I came? Do you know the Father? And can you tell his name? In Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead, don't you say? Jesus is the great I am, and the Lord of Lords is here. God bless you, brethren. It is well understood that Apostle Paul declared in Galatians 1, verse 8 and 9, that if anyone comes on ground, be it an angel, great or small person, a self-claimed or ordained preacher, prophet or apostle, comes to preach a gospel contrary to the one already laid before, already preached before, he has to be accursed. Praise God. Let him be accursed. Brethren, our clear title for this week, The Divine Blueprint, speaks of itself loud and clear. It is the absolute. You are hearing from Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe. Let's continue with our subject, brethren. As I direct you to the Bible pages, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 36, the Bible reads, or was it from you that the word of God came? Or are you the only ones it has reached? If anyone thinks that he is a prophet or spiritual, he should acknowledge that the thing which I am writing to you are a command of the Lord. If anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized also. Brethren, this is a serious matter, a serious issue. If you don't observe this divine blueprint, if you don't use it, you are not anywhere near on the things of God and on the work of God. Praise God. Exodus 34, verse 27 says, and the Lord said to Moses, write these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. So he was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights,
He neither ate bread nor drank water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Verse 29. And Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand. As he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone, because he had been talking with God. Brethren, we need to get the divine blueprint from God, from the Lord himself. Moses' two tablets represent the Old and the New Testament. God told him what to write on these tablets. Moses talked with God, and his face was shining all the time. Preacher friend, do you want your face to be shiny? Please talk to the Lord all the time. Look into the divine blueprint. I can assure you, you'll be a better preacher, a better pastor, a better prophet, a better minister of the gospel. Don't do anything contrary. Don't practice anything contrary. No wonder Isaiah the prophet emphasized the need for one to prove his call, to prove his ministry, and see if it aligns with the divine blueprint. Isaiah 41 verse 21 says, "Set forth your case, says the Lord. Bring your proofs, says the King of Jacob. Prove your doctrine, my brother. Does it dovetail with the divine blueprint? Is it according to the Bible pattern?" Brethren, against false teachers, false prophets, false apostles, doers of iniquity, Isaiah talks of such. On verse 28-29 of this 41 chapter of his, he says, "But when I look, there is no one among these. There is no counselor. When I ask, who can give an answer? Behold, they are all with a delusion. Their works are nothing. Their metal images are empty wind." Beloved brethren, praise God. Allow me to quote what Reverend William Branham said on 11th September 1960 in his sermon entitled Five Definite Identifications of the True Church of the Living God. He says, "We just preach the gospel and lay down the Bible pattern, the pattern of the Bible. Many men that come to the Pentecostal and the Holiness faith come in and profess to be when they are not in their heart. Many women does the same thing. We don't tell them what they have to do. We just give them the pattern. Tell them what the Bible says, and if they are born of the heavenly spirit, then their spirit is no more Americanized, it's no more Germanized, it's heavenized, where the kingdom of God is." That's a true saying, brethren. Indeed, if we are taught the Bible way, if we follow the blueprint, we become changed. We are no more Zimbabweanized. We are no more Zambianized. We are no more Nigerianized. Praise God. No more Ugandanized. No more Europeanized. No more Africanized. But we become heavenlyized. That's what the Bible produce out of you. If you follow the divine blueprint, you will be the best candidate for heaven. May God bless you.